So what we're working on is we're trying to come to a place of inner calm. We're trying to come to a place of silence. As we said before, you have a voice in your head. It starts when you wake up, and it stops when you go to sleep. And it carries on while you're asleep. But in general, you got this voice in your head all the time. It's noisy, it's noisy. It's like a radio. Someone turned a radio on in your consciousness, and it's just going... So you've got the inner voice, but then you've got the external world as well. Other people talking. Now you've got to understand that you are being bombarded. Bombarded. By the external world and the internal world. I was riding to school today and someone nearly ran me over. And then a car horn, bah! And I was writing, and then these people were shouting at each other. And then I got an email that had bad news. And then I ate some food. I put sugar on instead of salt. I did, actually. Put sugar and salt on the potato. So my mom, I was like, you're being bombarded the whole time. And it can send you into a state. If you're not processing your just general sensual input stuff happening, it's not healthy. People aren't healthy. This is why people are kind of on a level of a bit uneasy. And how many shocks have you had today? I was meditating in the forest as I do in the morning, and basically a baby porcupine ran past. It was a bit shocking, to be honest. It was a bit scary. They're quite dangerous. In Kansaka, it's not even a forest. I've seen porcupines there before. Yeah. Yeah, they are quite cute.
The porcupine didn't have like white and black stripes.
Yeah, but the baby didn't even have their quills yet. But it was still a bit of a like whoa. And then the mikveh's cold, and then the shower's hot, and then the food is this, and then the kids are shouting, ah, and then the wife needs this, ah. By the time I get to school, you're like, ah, and then the kids, the students, rabbi, can I talk to you about my dating? Oh, my dad did this, and my dad, and then, hey, why aren't you meant to be in that class? I got to that class, and then I got to go and talk to these people and prove to them this and that, and then this guy says this, and you go, and then this guy said, what, you don't recognize me? I was in your class, but you recognize him? What does that mean about me? And then I get a phone call, then I miss a phone call, then by the time you like get into bed at night, you're just like... So you gotta, what's going on? Now that's just the external world. The external world, they're bad enough, but then you got your internal world. I'm not good enough. I've got to compete with him. He knows more Gomorrah than me. I should go to that class. But I'm not this. What's wrong with me? My dad said this and he said that. And what do I want and what do I need in my life? And I hope and I dream and I'm sad and I'm angry and I'm afraid and I'm sad that I'm afraid. And I judge myself for being sad that I'm afraid and I'm upset that I'm afraid that I'm sad that I'm sad. It's like, whoa, man. You're psychos. Psychos. You know there's people on the train platform, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're just standing at the end of the platform, just being like, I don't think, they're like talking out loud, and three different, but he's shouting at him, and they're, the only difference between you and him is that he's saying it out loud. That's the only difference. You're doing it in your own head, just standing on the platform. What did I say? Why shouldn't have said that? She told me that. I wrote to her. She didn't reply. That means this. She's sleeping with him. I'm this. He's bad. Nate's this. Whoa, psychos.
Or maybe it's better to say it out loud.
Maybe it actually is. Maybe they're better than you. Because they're actually getting it out, you know? But it's not. You should have self-control. Don't say that. So then what most people do is distract themselves with drugs and Netflix and whatever they do. So what we're trying to do is come to a place which in Jewish is called Menucha. 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 Shabbos Menucha. Menucha. What does Menucha mean? The word Nach means to settle. In fact, in modern Hebrew, when the plane lands, it's Lanuach. Lanuach. Lanuach means to rest. Menucha means rest. But it's not just like going veg out, you know, it's the weekend. That's not resting. It means a whole experience of holistic contentment and well-being. It's just like, oh, everything's okay. I let go. By the way, nowadays, we got another problem with electromagnetic wave force fields. We're sitting in this room now. Do you know that there is Japanese music playing in this room now? Did you know that? There's Japanese music playing in this room now. If you were to get a radio transmitter, we used to have them in the olden days, and you would turn it to a certain thing, it would pick up that Japanese song and it would play for you. Dehigo no hana ga sake, kaze oyobi arashi ga kita. Kurikaeso hanashimi wa shima wa taro nami no yo. Uchi no mori de anata to de ai. Uchi no shita de chiyo ni sayonara. Shima uta yo kaze ni nori todokete okure watashi no ai. That's my favorite. That's my favorite karaoke. I learned that from my Aikido master. He taught me the words. That's for the days before you were born, children. Your phone, there's electronic wave. There's phone waves, computer waves, internet, 4G, 5G, in this room right now. You are buzzing. We are all buzzing on unhealthy electromagnetic wave fields. Very, very, very unhealthy. Number one way to deal with that is what? And you should do it. No, covering your whole body with aluminum. Number one way, and you should do this. I do it every day. I don't know if you can do it here, but you can, but not in the best way. Bare feet on grass. Bare feet on grass grounds all the, grounds it. You can buy grounding mats now, by the way. You should buy grounding. Buy grounding. Can buy grounding sheets. Can even buy grounding shoes. You can buy grounding shoes. Shoes are the worst. Shoes with rubber thing are the worst invention for your health, basically ever, because it's cut you off from earth energy. Just understand this. But I think even if you stand on rock, it's okay. Just generally, you want to get bare feet on the ground. Fine.
What does that help? Your physical health?
Yeah, it gets rid of pain, helps you sleep better, gets your blood moving better.
Really good way to get over jet lag is the first thing you do after getting off a plane is go to a park.
100%. Hug a tree.
Yeah, get a happy
passion. You better become tree huggers. Ground it, get the energy. Take out the negative psycho electromagnetic energy and bring in earth energy. Very healthy.
Is it actually a
payment? I'll WhatsApp me tonight and say, please bring the book, and I'll know what you mean. Okay, so menucha. Menucha means full, holistic contentment of being. I'm sure there's a better way to say that, but you get what I mean. It's just like complete grounding. Everything's okay. I've processed that car. Bam! And my mum said that, and that. I'm just calm. We want inner calm. Inner, a state of immense inner calm. Now, so far we've said one way to help you achieve that is to be alone. Go and be alone in a quiet place, a quiet, beautiful place. Now, the purpose of being alone is to try and bring external quiet, so that helps your internal quiet. But as we said, usually, often when you go alone, it doesn't help your internal quiet. It actually makes it much noisier inside because you have got no distractions. You need that rivale. You need that so you don't have to face inside. But we're saying stop escaping from that. Get away from external stimulus. Put yourself at the mercy of your internal craziness. But only once you do that, you can learn to deal with it and settle it. calm. You need to have internal state of calm. Internal state of calm. Now, by the way, we finished last week by saying when you're alone, you want to try and have activities that are calming activities. As you get older, by the way, you tend to do more chilled out things. And people think that's just because you're old and you can't do what you used to do. But there's something called a kind of a spiritual maturity. When you're young, you just need, you've got so much energy and you just got to be out there. As you get older, hopefully, you become more of a spiritual. Now, obviously, you still need to go to the gym and play sports when you get older. But you should. It's very good for you. You got to exercise. You got to be physically healthy. By the way, this is another key thing. You need to be physically healthy. You're not going to ever have real inner calm if you're not a physically healthy person. If you don't have energy and vitality, if you're sluggish and you're slow, if you're weak, that means you've got to eat the right thing and the right amount of the right thing. It means you've got to not be smoking and drinking and putting stuff in the body that's not helping you. You've got to be a physically healthy human being. That takes eating properly and exercising and not putting bad stuff in. So what we're going to talk about today is very, 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 very important. And the Rebbe calls it calming your senses. You have five senses: sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. Now, all of your experience of the external world comes to you through those five senses. And as we just said, those five senses are being bombarded all the time. You're hearing stuff you don't want to hear, seeing stuff you don't want to see, tasting, oh, I didn't like that, bombarded. What we need to do is do things that proactively and consciously calm your senses, that are pleasurable to your senses. So when you're alone, people say, well, what should I do when I'm alone? So one thing you can start doing when you're alone is start calming your senses. So let's talk it out, some of the things. So your sense of seeing, he speaks about this a lot, seeing. If you look, well, it's not too bad for you guys. For me, it's a bit crazy. My sense of sight is really being bombarded right now by I'm looking at a group of like monkeys here. You know, monkeys, lovely people. But you've got that color, and you've got that color, and there's loads of books there, and there's lights that are coming there, and I've got lots hitting my senses here. There's a lot to process. Now, if you go into the Beis Midrash, a lot to process. Everywhere you go, you're being bombarded. You walk out into the old city, and it's very bright, and the sun's bouncing on the stones. So if you think about it, think about your day today, your sense of sight today. Was your sense of sight calmed at all, or did you constantly have people coming and things coming? So what you have to do in that Arizal, the main Mukubal, the Kabbalist from Sfat, he says you have to, if you can, and it's good in Israel, it's not good in England, you have to do things, for example, look at the blue sky. Just look at the blue sky, it's very calming, very calming. And then he goes, firstly, there's two different things we're doing here, by the way. First, we're calming our senses, just with pleasant things, which is not so much information. But then what we're going to go is deeper, and then we're going to use our senses. We're going to look at the blue sky to start trying to experience our inner world. But first, let's just calm it. Even to look at a candle. Look, people like looking at fire. To have fire and just look at the embers glowing. To look at nice pictures. I don't know if that's a nice picture. But just for 2 minutes a day or whatever minutes a day, and not in a phone. Don't look at pictures in a phone. Even if it's a calming picture in a phone, the fact that it's a phone is messing everything up. You've got to get out. Your phone is your number one enemy to your calmness. Really. Especially with all the notifications and FOMO and YOLO and Dobo and all that. You have a question?
Isn't it also distracting because of the clouds and stuff? Like,
clear blue sky, I said. But you know what? A cloudy sky is still better than a room full of books and things and an office with a computer. It's better than that. So anything you can. They actually say that if you look at the clouds of Jerusalem, it gives Yiras Hashem. Looking at the clouds in Jerusalem inspires awe, reverence of Hashem, and the clouds in Sfat is Ahavat Hashem. But just love of Hashem and reverence of Hashem. Pardon? I don't actually remember. I'll find the source. I'll ask one of the real rabbis around here.
Pardon? Calm yourself.
And then the next step is to go deeper. You can expand. There's calming your senses, but then there's expanding your senses. So for example, the closest you could get to experiencing what infinity is looking into a blue sky. Because obviously, ultimately, there is an end to the blue sky, but we can't see that. We can't even fathom that. So if you're looking literally just at a blue sky with no buildings and anything, that's the closest you're going to get to experiencing what infinity is. And that can, and then what you start doing is you start using your inner sense of sight to experience infinity. But that's not what we're trying to do at first. That's a very high level of consciousness. For now, what we're just doing is trying to calm ourselves.
Calm.
A starry night sky is
big.
So that's very good for awe, but not for infinity, because you can see that star's there and that star's there, and they're separate and there's space in between the stars. So you've got measurement and perspective. Once you've got measurement and perspective, it's not infinite. Once you've got a blue sky, there's no difference between anything else. That's more of an experience of infinity. Yeah. Beautiful as well. Calming. Go and watch the waves. Yeah.
Why is it so important to have a inner peace?
Why is it so important to have inner peace? Such a good question. Which was answered in the last class and the class before, but we'll answer it again. Because it's through inner peace that you can start experiencing your soul. The noise is what stops you from experiencing your soul. The noise is the clouds that is getting in the way of the blue sky. So get rid of the clouds, you see the blue sky. So get rid of the noise. So the purpose isn't inner peace. We said this before. In other traditions, the purpose is basically to experience inner peace. That's the goal. My goal is experience inner peace and bliss. Judaism says that's not the goal.
Why do you want to
experience
that?
Because it feels really wonderful. It's an amazing feeling. But we say that's just a means to the end, which is to reveal your soul. And even that's only a means to the real end, which is an end. The goal is to experience your soul. But the goal of experiencing your soul is to experience Hashem. And that is actually the ultimate goal.
To experience
what? Hashem.
So I have a question. I buy into experiencing inner peace when you're alone with yourself, so you can get closer in touch with your soul. But what do you find there? What do you find when the voice is quieter and you feel the inner peace? Like, what is there to find? Like, what will be revealed in my soul?
Firstly, an experience of expansiveness and peace and joy. What you will really find there is immense joy.
Emotions.
But joyful ones. Love and joy. Because that's your natural state of being. Your soul is constantly in a state of dvekas, which is attachment to God consciousness, which is an immensely pure and joyful place to be. It's basically like you've been treading water, and then you finally just get out and you sit on the beach and you're just like, and it's not too hot and the sand isn't getting in your, it's just. So that's your sight. So next is your hearing, listening. So what you need to do is listen to, or the best is really singing a niggun with lots of your friends at third meal in a dark room. A soft niggun over and over and again. I used to run these 5-day silent meditation retreats, and at third meal we'd sing the same niggun for 45 minutes to an hour. Or I said it was 45 minutes, it usually went on for an hour and 20 minutes, same niggun. We did it once last year for, were you there, friendly? Same niggun, deeper and deeper and deeper. It's like, how do you put a baby to sleep? You put on little music. You do that for yourself as well. It's just very calm. So I don't know what music you listen to. There is some music that's good for like getting you more upbeat, but and no words, you don't need words. Put on soft music. If you go to YouTube and put in positive vibe meditation music, there's loads of good stuff there. Just don't do any ones where they have statues of things and stuff. Just go for the ones that's just like nature scene.
I recorded the Tish from Thursday night, and last night I was listening to it before bed, like a Niggas, and I was like,
But there's two things. You got to know what the purpose is. There are some Niggins that are very inspiring and empowered, which is good, but it's not our avoda at the moment. Our avoda is to be calm. So you got to know. That is an avoda sometimes, but the avoda we're trying to go in for now is just like complete soothe, calm. There are actually three main sounds, and the Zohar speaks about them. The three core sounds, and especially calming sounds, are shh. And that's babies, that's how you put babies to sleep. It's like white noise. Shh. And that's why the sea is very calming. Shh. The second main core sound, also very calming, is mmm. Now in the East, they do the whole om thing. Mm. They forgot the shal at the beginning. Shal om. Shal om. They just cut out the shell and they like just into the om. But it's all based, the whole of the om is based on the mmm. It's like very, that's what you do when you eat something nice, you're like mmm. Mmm. So that's, by the way, these sounds you can make to yourself. Mmm. And the other one is ah. That's like ah, everything's okay. If when you have relief, when you're very relieved, what do you say? You're like ah, so relieving, let go. So these sounds you should be saying. Let's all say together. Breathe through your nose. Shh. Mm. Mm. Breathe. Okay, now say them all together in one breath. Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Shema Shema Shema. That's what the Shema is. That's what you should be thinking when you're saying Shema. And that's where you get into Echad. That's what it means, Hashem Echad. The truth is, the Zohar says it's an Aleph, not an Ayin. But Shin Mem Aleph. But it sounds like an Ayin. So you can be making these sounds to yourself. Obviously, twice a day for the Shema. So that's sound. Sound, very important. And you can get those sound bowls and those like, whatever. But you've got to be consciously doing this. You've got to be consciously calming your senses. Next one, what is there? Taste. Now, I was very shocked when my Rebbe says this, because in general, we want to stay away from indulging in the physical pleasures of this world. But he says, once in a while, just to taste something pleasant. A piece of fruit. Or a piece of chocolate. Just one piece of chocolate on your tongue, let it melt, taste it. Not stuff your face with a whole tub of Ben and Jerry's. Take one piece of chocolate, put it. Breathe, that calms you down. It's calming your senses. By the way, this is very, very good for anxiety. All of these things are very good for anxiety. Because when you're anxious and you're really triggered, you can't really meditate at that point. You can't say, okay, I'll just breathe very deeply. It's very hard to do that. What you need to do is you have to bring yourself into physicality, ground yourself. So if you get very anxious, you put your hand. By the way, this is also a good one for touch, the sense of touch. To just go like this, soothe yourself and just breathe deeply and have a piece of chocolate or listen to something nice. Breathe. And also when you're trying to fall asleep at night. If you can't fall asleep because your mind is racing, what do you need to do? Come into body consciousness. Ground yourself. So they're all like you can do a body sweep, consciousness of your feet. And then your legs and your stomach and just a body consciousness. Bring yourself into body consciousness. and that grounds you, takes you out. Your mind is jumping and racing, your physicality is grounded, so bring yourself, even to touch something. If you're very triggered, just to touch something, look at a tree, look at something nice. Yeah.
For like the body consciousness, what do you do? You just like move your feet and your legs?
Yeah, or some people just say focus on your feet getting heavier, or to tense, you can tense your muscles and then release them. Tense your muscles, release. Smell. Well, what's the other one? Seeing, we did. Taste, we did. Touch, pardon? Listening, we did. Now, this is the main one. I left it for last, and it's the deepest one, and that's smell. Smell is your deepest sense. It's your most spiritual sense. It's your most spiritual sense. And Kabbalistically, it's because it's the only sense that wasn't used in the sin of the tree of the Garden of Eden. They listened to the snake. They touched the tree. They saw the tree and they ate the tree. Ate this fruit. They didn't smell it. The smell, so smell, the word for smell in Hebrew is reach, which is very, very much related to ruach. Ruach is your spirit. Connects you to your spirit. And smell and breath go together. And breath is neshima and soul is neshama. So you got reach and ruach, neshima and neshama. Your smells are very, very high. So first we want to just calm our sense of smell. So essential oils, lavender oils, lavender. Have a thing, especially if you get anxious a lot. Have a little thing of lavender oil.
There's a bunch of lavender out
here. Good. Lavender is very calming. Lavender oil is calming. There are other calming oils. There are other oils that are uplifting. Citrus ones, grapefruit, and mint, they're very uplifting, and lemon, uplifting. Rose oil and lavender oil, calming.
Why oil
specifically? Don't have to be oil, but the essential oils are, they've basically taken the smell and concentrated it into.
Like Schmecktauber is not good.
Pardon?
Schmecktauber.
What's that?
It's like snuff, I guess.
Well, snuff is very... We're dying to do the opposite. Snuff of that stuff, no? We're trying to do the opposite, very calming.
You burn incense?
Yeah. Just make sure where you get it from and it hasn't been used for it, but yeah. So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to breathe. By the way, we're going to talk a lot about the breath. We want to talk a lot about the breath. Not today, maybe tomorrow. How to use your breath. By the way, your breath is your number one key to calmness. If you breathe like a calm person, you will start feeling calm. So if you consciously start breathing more calmly, your breath is the key to everything, really. So the more conscious you are of your breath, the more in control of your mind and your being you're going to be. Your breath is your key. Yeah.
After I was done meditating, it felt like unless I was consciously breathing, I wasn't breathing.
Well, you should definitely breathe, but it might have felt like that, but you were breathing, you did breathe. So what we spoke about it before, oh no, we didn't, we did it in my mindfulness course online. Sometimes when at that point you can then breathe in and literally feel your vitality and life coming into you. If you breathe out and you don't breathe in again, you'll be dead. Imagine that. So it means that every breath you take, every move, every breath you take, you're coming out, you're being alive. It's life again and again and again. Every breath you take, every move you make. Every single day, every time I pray, I'll be missing you. Yo, it's kind of hard with you not around. Don't listen to that sort of music. No.